Tennessee is with the Okemos Allergy Clinic in Okemos, and it is one of the area's biggest places to go if you have challenges with allergies like me and my family do. Dr. Hennessy, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
All right, I'm doing very well. All right, Dr. Hennessy, with the early season warm weather we've been experiencing, what's this doing to allergies? Are we seeing an earlier startup? Where are we?
Yes, we've definitely seen an early startup. We're already seeing a lot of people coming in with tree pollen-related symptoms because the trees are already starting to pollinate, in some cases, weeks before they normally do.
What?
And,
continue, sorry. I'm sorry.
No, and we're also seeing some issues with the warmer weather, most likely with outdoor mold as well.
What are going to be the most serious challenges from your perspective, not only in the spring but the summer, when talking about allergies?
Well, typically we start with the tree pollen season first, late March, lasting for a couple months on into late May, early June. And this year, like 2 years ago, it was earlier, although it's, I think, much earlier this year than it was 2 years ago. Last year we had a rather late spring pollen season. And then a lot of it depends on how much rain we get throughout the spring. Last year, because we had a lot of rain, there's a tremendous grass pollen season. That typically starts in mid-May and continues for a couple months, usually peaks around Memorial Day. One of the reasons that people are often worse around Memorial Day is because that's when the later trees and the grasses overlap, and then especially if it warms up and it's wet, we start seeing more mold. Then we really get into the what for most people is the worst part of the season, the ragweed season, by late summer, mid-August, and especially around towards Labor Day.
When we think about what may happen in the fall looking forward, is there anything that you can foresee that will be a challenge?
Well, if we do have a very, very warm, wet spring, there will be a larger number of weed seeds that will germinate. If we have a good growing season, that means it'll be a good growing season for ragweed, too. So if we have a really warm, lush summer, we're likely to have very high levels of ragweed pollen in the fall.
All right, Dr. Hennessy, what do we do if we're having challenges beyond obviously seeing our physician? What can we do to help us get through some of these challenges of allergies?
There isn't a lot you can do for outdoor pollen other than staying indoors and air conditioning. You can try to avoid outdoor activity during peak pollen hours, which tend to be mid to late morning, and avoid hanging clothing outdoors because pollen will become trapped on the clothing. Staying indoors and air conditioning helps a lot, but it's obviously not always possible or practical. There are a number of over-the-counter medications, many of which used to be prescription. Those would include medicines such as Allegra, Claritin, and Zyrtec, and the generic versions of all of those medications are over-the-counter now. There's also an eye drop that used to be prescription that's over-the-counter, called ketotifen. The brand name is Zatidor, but there are many generic versions of that, and that works reasonably well. It used to be a prescription medication. So there are some options out there, but if those don't work, there are other prescription medications that can help. And then for people who have very severe symptoms, allergy injections can be can provide a long-term solution.
Bottom line for people like me who have serious spring allergies is you got to start taking your medicine really before the season hits.
Right. I usually advise people if they're on, for example, prescription nose sprays, which also work quite well, to begin them a week or two before the season. And it also helps to have some antihistamines on board at least a week or so before the season typically starts. So this year, I think the warm weather caught everybody by surprise. And there were people that were that hadn't started their medication the way they normally would a few weeks before or a week or two before the season started.
Dr. Lawrence Hennessy is a member of the Okemos Allergy Center in, of course, Okemos. Before I let you go, Dr. Hennessy, I know of a young athlete who has a challenge with asthma, except he only gets it usually when he gets sick. How big a problem is asthma, especially for young children?
Oh, it's a huge problem. And having allergies greatly increases your chances of developing asthma. And allergy is one of the most important triggers for asthma, especially in younger people. Many people with exercise asthma are worse when they exercise outdoors in the pollen season and mold season if they're allergic to those things. And asthma is a much more serious issue than nasal allergies. And certainly anyone who's experiencing asthma symptoms this time of year frequently, especially outdoors, ought to see their physician and get some treatment.
Dr. Hennessy, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your weekend. We're heading down to Notre Dame for a basketball tournament, and I know that's a place near and dear to your heart.
Well, my son graduated from Notre Dame, although I went to Michigan and Michigan State, so we're divided loyalty.
All right, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.